Hello, everyone, again. How are you? Thanks for tuning in again. Okay, so remember how I said sometimes I'll have a co-host? Guess what? Tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, I have a co-host. And he goes by AM. Remember, if you were paying attention, I said not all the time. Okay, all right. So, tonight or today, whenever you're listening, I'm sorry, don't make that face. I decided to do the movie Satan's Little Helper. Okay, so here's the brief about the movie, and then we'll get into talking about it like I did last time. So if y'all were listening, okay. It's it was released in 2004. The cast is Catherine, Winnick, Alexander Brickell, and Amanda Plummer. I can't even read my handwriting. Okay, so the genre is slasher, horror. It should have been comedy. The synopsis, the kid, Dougie, he's so enthralled with... So he's so obsessed with a video game that he sees this guy dressed as Satan, and he's like, and he thinks that Satan is some kind of magical. Wait, what? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So hold on. So he plays this game. He dresses as him.
The game, Satan's Little Helper.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Then he finds a guy. He thinks is Satan from the game. So he thinks it's right. He thinks it's Satan from the game. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the synopsis of the movie. We kind of derailed for a second, but have with us. As I said before, this is from 2004, so there's gonna be a lot of spoilers. Okay, so I'm gonna start off by saying the kid is like 10 or 11 ish in the movie. When I saw this movie, I re-watched it. When I first saw it, I was thinking, gosh, this is really creepy. Then I watched it again. Yeah, it is creepy. This little boy in here is really, really, really creepy. First, he says, when his sister, then they go pick her up or whatever. He's like, I was going to marry my sister. Ha 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 ha. I thought it was his stepsister. Then he comes out, it's his real sister.
Would that really make a difference?
I don't know. I say stupid things, but I don't know. That just really was weird. How did I not miss that? How did I miss that the first time? I don't know. Whatever. Okay. This game that Satan's Little Helper that this movie was supposed to be based off is completely not a real game.
Obviously not.
What do you mean, obviously? Okay. There is so much about this movie that I'm confused about. I'm so confused. I don't know who's watched it. And I asked my friend, and he didn't hear about it, so then I was, like, telling him to watch. It is scary. I mean,
yeah.
It is, wait, what?
It's fun.
Fun. Okay, hold on. I took notes, so bear with me, because I hope I can read my own handwriting. Okay, so he is mad that his sister comes in town from college, and she brings a boyfriend with her. Right? Remember that?
Her boyfriend, not a boyfriend.
Wait, what did I say?
A boyfriend.
Well, it's the same thing. And
could be somebody else's.
Right. Okay, fine. Her boyfriend, not a boyfriend. Sorry. Anyways. He was really upset. Then he sees Satan. Who he thinks is Satan. Hold on.
Who thinks he's playing a trick.
Hold on. I'm confused. Hold on. Wait. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm confused. He had not only a horrible costume on, but this plastic latex mask. Didn't give it away that it wasn't the real Satan? Because my Satan doesn't look like that. Again, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just saying. So, then, not only was it creepy that he was wearing a big rubber mask, but the guy didn't talk. Wait, didn't he bring him to his house?
He brought him to his house. He told him to kill people.
But, no. No, he didn't.
Guess he did.
Wait. But I'm confused. Wait, I see. Did he say to kill, or did he think it was kill, kill, like kill, fake kill in the game kill? See?
Does it really make a difference?
Yeah.
The kid's fucking weird.
I don't know. I just thought it was really odd. I think that the little boy. Okay, so he brings Satan home with him, brings him into the basement. Again. Wasn't he wondering why his new best friend wasn't talking? Okay, so the movie kind of picks up from there. So.
It doesn't really pick up.
Well, then his sister's boyfriend says, hey, let's go Christmas. Or no, Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry. Halloween shopping. And he, the little boy is like reluctant.
Because he hates him. Because he wanted to marry his sister.
Yeah, that always gets in the way. And then, he tells Pesky Satan...
Boyfriends.
What?
Pesky boyfriends.
Then he tells Satan... See, this is where I get confused. He tells Satan... Like, what? Okay, honestly, was he trying to scare his sister's boyfriend?
No, he wanted him to kill him.
I don't think that. Well, I mean, I think that, but then I don't. I don't know. I didn't... Then he tells Satan where they're going to be, and Satan goes and knocks him out? Like, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
But he thought Satan, he's a washkowy wabbit. He thought he killed him, but he didn't. Like,
which makes no sense because he killed everybody, overkilled everybody.
Right. That, I, okay. Okay, this movie, first of all, I don't know how I missed all this the first time I was watching it. Okay, so obviously there is no Satan. That's what I took. That's my big takeaway from this movie. There is no Satan.
It could be. Because, I don't know, the mom's sister, the sister, girlfriend, whatever the hell she is, said Satan can take many shapes and forms.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I see what you're saying. I see where you're getting.
But they also said, 20 minutes later, that this deranged psycho escaped.
Right. Okay.
But then they said, 15 minutes later, about something about Satan's trademarks. So, again, that makes no sense.
Okay, now. So, he comes in the house, and... Wait, are we even there yet? Oh, you know what? Whatever. He comes in the house, and he's acting erratic, but he's not talking.
Nobody finds that weird.
And then, he goes and kills the father in front of them all. This and they all just stand there. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll mention later in the movie. I'm just fast-forwarding it. And they all just stand there. Just stand there. First of all, no one ran. No one tried to help him. They just stand there.
The mom was just like, oh my god, I forgot my lines.
They just stand there. And then the girl, then they leave. Then he takes the mom. And they end up, you know, then he takes the mom.
To a party.
To the Halloween party that she was supposed to attend. Oh god, that was another.
But it doesn't make sense. So he knows how to operate a vehicle?
Well, it's really obviously it's not Satan. Well, don't be stupid. Okay, hold on. Wait, that's your only problem? That he knows how to operate a vehicle? Well, wait, my problem is that people are so dumb that she was taped all over her whole body.
With tape.
And mouth.
With packaging.
And her mouth. She comes out of the car, and they're all like, oh, that's great. That's great. Your friends are jerks, number one. Then, hold on. Stupid. Do you remember? They're at the party, and they're like, this is a great costume. Great costume? She's taped all
she
up.
She can't talk.
Well, maybe it is great. Hold on. But then... There's a punch. He drags...
No. He walks back into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, not drags her. I'm sorry. Wrong word. And he gets what?
He notably just grabs a bottle of, like, Drano or whatever, walks back. Everybody's standing in front of him, and he just pours it right
pours off. Pours Drano. Did you hear us? Did you hear that right? You did. Drano. Go. Into the punch. And then people are obviously getting sick and I don't know if they died.
They died.
Really? I just thought they were, like, lame. Nobody thought it was weird that she had tape on her mouth. Yeah, oh, my God.
I thought it was weird that this guy's coming out with a random jug from the supply closet.
Well, that's not weird. Just kidding. So, the little boy, the sister leaves him home alone in the house after the dad was murdered. He says, I'll be back. Left him home alone, okay? She leaves. He goes up to his bedroom. Not really upset that dead dad is downstairs, okay?
He's crying, but, you know, it's like...
A fake cry.
It's more like, oh my God, I get no Christmas this year kind of crying.
And then he's upstairs and he goes, what do you say, Jesus or something? The doorbell rings.
God, I think he said.
Oh, same thing. No, not same thing. I don't want anyone to email me. Anyways, the doorbell rings, and...
It's Jesus.
Right. In a horrible, horrible costume.
But rewind 15 minutes later, and the boyfriend runs into Jesus.
Hold on. No questions are asked. Where are you getting your costumes that they're this bad? These are like the worst rubber masks ever. Ever. Worst rubber mask ever. No one's questioning this.
And he takes his gun and shoots himself in the hand.
Wait.
To give himself the illusion of that he's Jesus.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
Oh, wait, no, wait, hold on. That's when he did that when he saw the guy.
So yeah,
when
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
When he went to the little
and
kid.
So then when he saw the little boy, the little boy saw that and he was thinking, Jesus.
Yes.
But hold on. This kid's got to be pretty dumb. Because you weren't wondering...
I spent homeschooled this whole life.
Hold on. You weren't wondering why, one, he had a heavy latex mask on, and two, this guy didn't talk, just like...
I wonder why...
Just like devil didn't talk, or Satan.
Even all these, like, other horror movies, like, even Michael Myers, you could hear him breathing. You can't hear this guy breathing.
This was weird. I'm sorry. The first time I saw it, I missed all this.
Fucking terribly.
It just was really... Okay. Okay, so you have a theory that Satan can come in different shapes, correct?
That's what they said in the movie.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's probably the escaped convict or whatever. That's what I'm presuming. I don't think it's anything other than... Okay, let's see. Oh, the scene, they go downstairs, and they're in the basement.
Oh, the guy propped up.
And weren't you wondering why he was just propped up like that? Weren't you?
And not moving?
Right. So their first instinct was just...
You know, let's just stab it and see what happens.
No, not just once. That's me stabbing. Then her mom joins in.
Then the big reveal is it's her boyfriend.
Right. Oh, balls. Nobody was just like, why is he just standing there? No! We're going to stop you now, Satan. Unbelievable. But then... Oh, sorry. Seriously. Then she cries and all that. And I feel bad. No, I don't. I'm so confused. This movie was... it should have been comedy. Okay. So this little... Okay, hold on. I'm confused. So he made friends with this guy. Who he thought was Satan. So did he want him to scare his sister's boyfriend? Because he goes, I didn't know that was going to happen. But what did
Bullshit.
He...
Oh, shit.
What did he...
It's a fucking cop-out.
What did he think... What did he think
he
was going to...
He knew damn well that was going to happen. He's just playing the fucking victim.
Did
card.
You really think he knew
yes.
that he was going to kill him?
Yes. Because he thinks that's Satan.
No. He thought it was Satan from the game, right?
No, he thinks it's Satan. Because
okay.
he wants to be his minion.
So did he think it was a joke that he, like, hurt him? Like, because, hold on.
Yeah, he plays it off as violence as a game.
So before he met the guy killed somebody from on the front porch.
Yes, and he thinks that was cool. But he didn't think it was real.
Right. So he didn't think it was real, so did he think he was really going to kill his sister's boyfriend? See?
Gotcha. Yeah, I think the kid is cemented. Yes, I do.
I just think that they didn't have him acting appropriately. Like, I don't know. It was really... The first time I saw it, I was like, I was okay with it. Second time. Okay, hold on. So now we get to the end. Police come. You think, all right, this family has been through. Okay, well, I thought that. I was thinking, this poor family, let there be a resolution. You didn't think that. I thought that. Anyways.
Could give a shit at all.
Okay, well, I did. So, but, okay, what do you think? So it was a cop car, a cop.
Wearing a mask.
Yep. Okay, he was wearing a mask. Why would you let him in your house? Why would you?
A plastic mask, too.
Why would you let him in your house?
That's the creepiest mask of all.
Why would you let him in your house?
A clear plastic.
And obviously mask. At the end.
Like one of those.
And obviously at the end, he obviously killed them all.
Well.
But then what happens to him? Continues. So are we supposed to presume that he's still on his murderous rampage?
Maybe he went back to hell.
Okay, so it's not Satan. I'm going to tell you right now, my Satan don't act like that. And I was just thinking halfway through, because we're halfway through. Did I introduce you? Like, did I say your name? Or did I just say, give you a... Did I say your name?
Yeah, you said too much already.
Okay. Oh, well, I wasn't sure if I said your name. Now, it looks like we're doing a lot of Halloween movies. And let me just say, that's not going to be always. But, you know, it's perfect timing with my podcast because you know what's coming up. Halloween. So, don't roll your eyes. I see him rolling his eyes. But I might do a little bit more Halloween movies because, you know, I love Halloween. I don't know about you all. All right. You're getting all antsy over there. There are so many questions about this movie. Do I think that the kid thought that this was fake killing? No. No. Do you think he thought...
No.
I mean,
because he saw the old lady being strung up by her neck in her front of the house, and he was like, oh, cool.
Well, I was confused.
So he thought that the old lady was part of this act.
Okay. This so kid he is really saw fucking dumb. That his sister's boyfriend.
This kid is really. Really. Let's not talk to strangers, but let's talk to this most maniacal fucking person ever.
Okay, so he thought.
Everything was a big game. And
he
joke.
Saw his. His sister's boyfriend's father be killed. Mm-hmm. But he thought it was all... No, wait. No, didn't he say he was killed? Or I don't know what he said.
Does it matter?
But it was really confusing. Because one minute you think that he thinks it's a joke, but the next minute...
Well, like I just said, he saw that old lady being strangled.
But did he think it was a joke, though? Joke strangle? There you go.
Well, he was... She's being hung up by Christmas lights or whatever in the front lawn, remember?
Oh, and then he would say, how many points is this one?
Oh, yeah.
From the game.
When like, they're shopping, and he stabbed that guy.
How many points is that one, Satan? Shut up!
And he goes, this is what you get for disrespecting Satan.
Okay, so does he really think it's... See, that's where I'm confused.
That's what I said.
And watch the movie second time around. I don't know. I would say... But no, I didn't take... I'll tell you how dumb I am. I will disclose this. The
you
first time...
The parents that well, allow him to walk around with this weird stranger. It's like all those news fucking things. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I didn't think that. Oh, yeah, maybe I should have thought that. I initially thought... When I first time I saw it, and when we got to the climax of the movie and it ended, the very first time I saw it, I thought, it was Satan. It was. Now the second time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, it wasn't Satan. It was a mass murderer, and he's going to continue doing what he's doing. I didn't feel like we got closure. I just felt like I had more questions at the end than answers.
There should be a part two.
There should be a part two. And, you know, and then he feels bad for what? That he... What did he want to happen to his sister's boyfriend is my big question. My big takeaway.
He wanted him out of the picture so he could be the sister.
Okay, so maybe he didn't want him dead. Gross. Gross. Not like that. Oh, maybe it is like that. But my big takeaway is, did he just want him out of the picture? Like, did he think he was going to take him to the video game? Is that what he thought?
No, he literally wanted to hurt him. Mm. He wanted Satan to hurt him.
Well, he did. Okay, so the biggest takeaway from this movie is, I guess I would recommend it, would you?
I suppose.
It's a little confusing.
No, it's not.
Did I tell you it was the genre of slasher horror? It should be kind of, never mind, it's not comedy. Well, is
no,
it?
No, I'm sorry. Just a little budget horror.
You think it was low budget? I thought it was, like, oh, not mine. Really? I don't know. So if there is a movie that you want me to talk about, you can email. It's going to be right on the Spotify link or on my other links. If there's a movie, right now I think I'm going to be doing a lot of horror because we're going into the Halloween season. Then after that, you know, I'm not just focused on movies, but it seems like there's so many out there. And since I got the Fire Stick, I've realized there's a lot of movies. I appreciate everybody that downloaded and started following. I appreciate this means so much to me. And I have a co-host today, Amber AM. Say hi.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, so again, the movie that we talked about today was Satan's Little Helper. The year it was released was 2004. I suggest checking it out. And everybody, have a great night. Thank you. And this is AJ. Signing off. Bye-bye.